You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
When you're trying to tell us that kids need a third or a fourth vaccine, are you including the variability or the variable of previous infection in the studies? No, you're not. Because when you have approved vaccines in recent times, and the committees that have approved it for children don't report anything on hospitalization or death or transmission. They only report that if you give them the jab, they'll make antibodies. And you can give kids hundreds of jabs and they'll make antibodies every time, but that does not prove efficacy. So what you're doing is denying the very fundamental premise of immunology that previous infection does provide some sort of immunity. It's not in any of your studies.
Not in any of your studies. That is Senator Rand Paul, Republican Kentucky, addressing Dr. Fake Fauci at another congressional hearing today. This is September 14, 2022. We are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. You can go to rumble.com right now and in the search engine, enter Larry Connors USA. It'll take you to that page. You'll find previous postings. And of course, you'll also find where to push and join us in studio live for this hour and the next. You can also subscribe. We'll send it to you directly. Remember, if you miss anything, you can go back to rumble.com and pull up past programs and, of course, past audio at larryconnorsusa.com. So here we have again the face-off between Senator Rand Paul, Republican of Kentucky, and Dr. Fake. And again, we're dealing with the issue of natural immunity being challenged. This is being challenged while the White House is pushing for Americans to take a new COVID vaccine before the studies are even complete, and for children down to 6 months of age. When is it going to stop? When are we going to continue to have some semblance of sense and truly follow the science? If you follow the science, kids don't really need the vaccine whatsoever. But I'm going to let you decide between you and your family. Don't take that as advice from a doctor. I'm not a doctor. I'm telling you that based on stats and everything else, their risk is extremely small for getting COVID and even less when it comes to death unless they have underlying conditions. We're going to get into that. By the way, Republican lawmakers, Congressman Johnson of Louisiana, Roy of Texas, Massey of Kentucky, still demanding answers about the effect of vaccine mandate on military readiness. According to Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, 75,000 soldiers or more could be discharged because they will not take the jab. What's that going to do to our defense? Biden White House is preparing to use veterans hospitals, VA hospitals, to perform abortions in states that have restrictions. Keep in mind, these are restrictions, not a total ban on abortion, as you would hear the pro-choicers push all the time. Some states have restrictions regarding, obviously, rape, incest, things of that nature. Mother's life is in danger. And some are less restrictive. And, of course, you have the other states that say, oh, we'll give abortions right up to the moment of birth if the mother chooses. Dr. John Segal, the president of the Texas Right to Live Association, will be joining us later discussing this push to use VA hospital facilities. Closer look at dangers of fentanyl, classifying maybe as a weapon of mass destruction. When you look at the number of dead from fentanyl, it would fit as a weapon of mass destruction. Now, this last weekend, Biden issued an executive order on access to voting. It follows up something he did last year. The DOJ still will not release 15 pages of the, quote, strategy. Now, supposedly it's just telling, we're going to encourage folks to vote, not pushing them one way or the other. But I'd like to see this strategy, wouldn't you? But they won't release it. And in the meantime, reports of how big tech might, I should say, will meddle again in 2020 midterm elections and beyond. We'll have that story for you. And you keep this in mind. A new survey says that, according to many voters, Republicans have not done enough to make their case for support. Do you hear that? Republicans are failing going in the midterm. Lock and load. Ready on the right.
You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
I personally know at least three people who got sick from mold. It's not uncommon for homes, businesses to have a leak somewhere, and it doesn't take long for mold to start growing. Well, of course, I recommend Wellington Environmental. You don't want a company that's just going to clean up the water. Wellington has 34 years of experience. In fact, hospitals often have Wellington inspect and treat mold. Do what they do. Call 314-644-4930. 644-4930. Call Wellington for a mold inspection, air testing, professional remediation. 314-644-4930. 644-4930. AAA rated with the Better Business Bureau. Wellington Environmental. Your world cleaner, better, safer. Be well with Wellington. I want you to know something special. John Beal Roofing constantly gives back to the community in so many ways, supporting more charities and good causes than any other local roofing company. Why? It's the right thing to do. Keep that in mind when you need a new roof, plus quality work at the lowest price, guaranteed. John Beal, 1-800-NEW-ROOF, 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
Roofing!
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
Exactly 4 weeks ago today, I signed the Inflation Reduction Act into law. A single most important legislation passed in the Congress to combat inflation and one of the most significant laws in our nation's history, in my view. I said it then, and I'll keep saying it. With this law, the American people won. And special interests lost. Say it again. The American people won, and special interests lost.
Yeah, aren't you special? No, you're not. You're not. Special interests lost. That would actually include you to that extent, because you're a common American. You're pretty special, being just a common American, as opposed to be an ultra left or right American. You're in the middle. You're just trying to make things happen and go forward for you and your family. And there was Joe Biden yesterday. That was from yesterday. Just absolutely having a grand old time out in the Rose Garden celebrating the Inflation Reduction Act and how great it is. Well, let me point out something to you. While he was speaking and talking about how great it is, the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act, the Dow dropped 1,000 points. The inflation numbers released at the same time showing 8.3%, higher than expected. But there was Biden out there just saying, everything's just hunky-dory, we're going to be fine, we have nothing to worry about. In fact, today he was asked again, what do you think about the sudden plunges in the stock market? Yesterday, even as you were speaking, he said, I think we're going to be fine. Well, I'm sure he's going to be fine. My question is, will Americans be fine? He was speaking to reporters briefly after traveling to Delaware for the White House to vote in his home state's primary election. He could have done a write-in. They had that, but he wanted to go there to Delaware directly. Okay. But again, when asked by a reporter, are you worried about the latest inflation numbers? His answer, no, I'm not. I'm not surprised, are you, that he's not worried about them? He's not being affected. But economists do not share his optimistic approach of the current situation. The overall inflation number, 8.3% this last month, going up 0.1% from the previous month. Grocery prices were up 0.7%. Rent up 0.7%. Electricity up 1.5%. Natural gas 3.5%. And when you put them all together and average it out, inflation for last month, 8.3%. And former President Barack Obama economic advisor Jason Furman, who's now a Harvard professor, described the numbers, these are his words I'm quoting, extremely ugly. I don't see any optimism when he says that, extremely ugly. Larry Summers, also a former advisor to Obama, also at Harvard, said the U.S. had, and I'm quoting, a serious inflation problem. So, who are you going to believe? The man behind the curtain, sitting in Oz, the Oval Office, saying, I have nothing to worry about. Well, you're right, he has nothing to worry about, but what about you and the nation? And again today, the White House press secretary does her job. Her J-O-B is go out there and put the spin on it. Now, you know, I want to take a moment. It's very easy to pick on her, as it is with any White House spokesperson. They can't go out and refute what the president's saying. They're supposed to go out and peddle it. They are the circus barkers. Come see the woman with a mustache. Come see the guy that can half horse, half man, all of this stuff. There's nothing there with her. But what she said when asked about it, saying the question was, did the lawn celebration yesterday create good optics? When you look at the collapsing Dow, you know what the White House spokeswoman Jean-Pierre said? Quote, let's not forget the moment we saw on the South Lawn of the president and thousands get the Inflation Reduction Act done was a celebration for the American people, was a win for the big people. That's what she's saying, of course, about now the American people. Biden is just talking about, I don't see any problem with it. And she goes on to say, when you think how long elected members, Democrats in particular in Congress, have been fighting for decades against special interest groups, in particular to bring costs down for Medicare, that's what you saw yesterday. Yeah, there are some reductions in that bill, that $430 billion bill. There are some reductions in there that involve a reduction in costs for prescription drugs in some cases. But then also when you look at everything else that's in it, they're going to help protect Medicare recipients. That's good. Phasing in a cap for out-of-pocket costs. But it's only going to be a $35 cap and only for senior citizens. And Medicare will be able to negotiate prices for the high-cost drugs for the first time. But they want you to believe this. We're going to make money by doing this. We're going to make money by spending $430 billion. We're actually going to make money. Is that where your friend or spouse comes to you and say, hey, or your kid, that bicycle is on sale, that dress, that hunting gear, whatever, is on sale. I can buy it today where it was $120. I can buy it for $40, but I have to do it today. Well, you think you're getting a bargain. Maybe you are. But in this case, they're predicting over 10 years, the Inflation Reduction Comedy Act will generate $124 billion. collecting taxes already owed by wealthy people and large corporations. That's going to the Congressional Budget Office. Of course, they're talking about using all of those 87,000 new IRS agents. And they're not going to be going after the wealthy. Don't even begin to fool yourself there. They have attorneys on retainer just for that assault by the IRS. You, however, good luck for you. But I'm telling you, they wanted so much to make a big deal out of this. They even brought in James Taylor to sing and celebrate.
Oh, I've seen fire and I've seen rain. I've seen sunny days and I thought they'd never end. I've seen lonely times and I could not find a friend. But I always thought I'd see somehow one more time again.
Yeah, well, you've seen fire and you've seen rain, and you're going to see it out of this $430 billion Inflation Reduction Comedy Act. I can't stress to you enough that when they're talking about what they're going to be doing and who's going to be benefiting, and they say it's not going to be special interest, it is going to be special interest if they are involved in particular with climate issues. Now, that would be a special interest, would it not? Of course, Larry, thank you for asking. And even while they're trying to put this in the context, this is for everybody. Everybody's going to benefit and no more suffering. We're not going to make you suffer anymore. Everybody's going to benefit. That is a lie. I read you a moment ago the numbers on the increase on everything from food, gas, utilities, rent, and so forth last month. Do you think it's going to get better as we move forward at this rate? And we've got a national rail strike. First time in 30 years. It could happen within weeks. You think our Transportation Secretary Buttigieg is on top of that or riding his bicycle around looking at birds and bees? But here's the other thing. While they continue to push it, that it's going to be beneficial for everyone, and as you heard Biden say earlier, the people won, special interest lost. Say it again. People won, special interest lost. Well, he can't help but kind of give a little credit to some of those who helped push it through and what's really behind the bill.
Environmental activists, students and young people, advocates for senior citizens and families. This is what it looks like when the American government works for the people. When we tell the powerful interests, no, you're not going to get your way. This time, not this year, not this time, not now.
Not now. So if you're a student, you want your loan forgiven, at least $10,000, maybe up to $20,000. You won. If you're a climate activist, the first words out of his mouth. Could we play that again, Quentin? Just that beginning part. Or we can play the whole thing. But when you hear the president, what are the first words out of his mouth as who's benefiting?
Environmental activists, students and young people, advocates for senior citizens and families. This is what it looks like.
Yeah. Well, the advocates for senior citizens, so that's just kind of thrown in there. The first words out of his mouth are the absolute truth. Climate activists and students, because they're young people, and they're going to vote Democrat. They hope. And we better make sure they don't by encouraging them to look beyond the end of their nose and their student debt. Do you remember when at some point your parents actually became smart? I mean, you went through life thinking, my parents don't know anything. I know more than they do. And then maybe you did go off to college or you got out in the world of hard knocks. You realized they knew what they were talking about. But there's evidence looking at some emails. And I'm going to have to give credit to Fox News Digital for uncovering this because they did the work. They get the credit or the blame if it's wrong. They say emails underscoring the influence that left-wing environmentalists are having on the Biden administration through special presidential envoy for climate, John Kerry, jetting his way around the world, spewing emissions everywhere. They point out on multiple occasions since Biden took office nearly 20 months ago, green groups have been an apparent go-between for the administration on key international climate relations. That's according to emails apparently from a watch group Protect the Public Trust got, and they shared it with Fox News Digital. They show how closely they've been aligned. The Department of State's leadership in combating the global climate crisis, supported by diplomats, negotiators, subject matter experts with diverse backgrounds, so forth, blah, 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 blah. But they went ahead and want you to know that all of this has the backing of green environmental activists, the ones that Biden is beholden to. One message said, our analysis, unless the U.S. can be persuaded not to go to some of these events, it's going to come down to the wire by drawing a line in the sand. Anyone with a history of blocking climate action must be disqualified from senior appointments. Does that not tell you that special interest groups did win, despite Biden almost shutting? They lost. No, they won. And coming up, there's a new poll out about how America is being divided. Who do you think is dividing America more than anyone else? That answer coming up.
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
Welcome back. And during the election, the theme of the 2020 presidential campaign for Biden was unity. Unity. We're going to bring the nation together. In fact, in his inauguration address, he used the word unity 8 different times. You know the saying, are you walking your talk or not? According to the Convention of States Action Trafalgar Group survey, 58.7% of voters question believe that Biden has divided the country in his time. Just 1 in 5 say he's unified the country or unified the country. Another 1 in 5, they just don't seem to know. I can't understand how you can just be, you don't know one way or the other on that, this particular issue, but that's okay. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. Now, I do want to point out the same survey shows a plurality of Democrats, no surprise, but 43.6% believe he has unified the country. And of course, most Republicans, and here's a real issue, independents disagree. 92.8% Republicans, no surprise there, believe Biden has divided the country. This one is big. 64% of independents think he's dividing the country, not uniting. Now, this was taken September 2nd through the 5th, and it followed Biden's angry and divisive anti-MAGA speech, you know, where he demonized millions of Americans and talked about MAGA Republicans and extremism that threatens the foundations of our republic. And goes on to say there's no question the Republican Party is dominated, driven, intimidated by Donald Trump and MAGA Republicans, and that's a threat to this country. That flies in the face of his inauguration speech of unity 8 different times. But let's go a little deeper into this. As I mentioned in the opening monologue, There's another survey, and this was also taken by the Convention States Action Trafalgar Group, just released, and it says, voters believe Republicans are failing to make their case for support going into the midterms. That should set you back if you think all the efforts are going the way you think they should be going. If you're a Democrat, you're absolutely happy. This could be a wake-up call for Republicans. It could be they ignore it, or maybe to just go into it tonight one way or the other. But the survey asked specifically, have Republicans made a strong enough case as to why you should earn their support in the 2022 midterm elections? Most voters, 56.1%, said they have not. Just a third, about 34%, said they have. And again, 10%, I don't know. Do you know who the president is? Oh, I don't know. I mean, there are some out there like that. You got to keep that in mind. There are some out there that are totally uninformed one way or the other. That's scary in this day and age, but they do exist. 87% of Democrats say the GOP has not done enough. Now, I would expect that, but I cannot stress to you enough that if 56% of the voters say they haven't, and out of that, you look at Republicans, 61% say they have made their case. 26% Republicans say, no, they haven't. The elections are coming up fast. Roe v. Wade may or may not be a big issue for some. We cannot, and I don't expect a one-issue election, but that's certainly at the top. And, of course, we're also still waiting to see who leaked that draft opinion that got everybody fired up before it was officially released by the court. Supreme Court Justices Kagan and Gorsuch are hinting that we're going to find out by the end of the month. Of course, that timing would be going right in to the election, which is what the January 6th committee is doing also. We'll deal with that more in the next hour. Timing is everything in politics, baseball, circus acts, whatever you want. And timing also big here as we get ready for our guest dealing with VA hospitals and abortions.
You can email Larry at LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com. LarryConnorsUSA@gmail.com.
For some companies, loyalty is a lost word. You give a company your business, your years, but in the end, you're just a number. But at Ackerman Toyota, loyalty is appreciated. Thousands of customers personally know this. New Ackerman customers quickly see it. Loyalty defines Ackerman Toyota for all customers and employees. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton and 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA. Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. I remind you, we are live streaming as I speak at rumble.com. You can go to that location, enter in search engine Larry Connors USA. One word, it'll take you to our Rumble page, see previous postings, and the button to push to join us live in studio. If so, welcome. I'm looking good today, right? No? Something must be wrong at your end. Anyway, let's get to our subject here at hand. The federal law regarding using the federal agencies to perform abortions comes down as simply as this. In fact, it was ruled back in August that even the VA agreed federal law does not permit veterans hospitals to commit abortions or abortion counseling. That was on the website. Even though the federal law hasn't changed, The Biden administration kind of scrubbed it off the website because Biden wants to use VA hospitals and those doctors at those hospitals to carry on abortions in red states in particular, or any states where the restrictions might be deemed too severe. One of them would be Texas. Texas has a very strong anti-abortion law. And now using or trying to use the federal government facilities? Oh, we got some big questions. And to answer that, we've got the president of the Texas Right to Life, Dr. John Segal. Doctor, glad to have you with us.
Thanks for having me, Larry.
So this thing basically surfaced last week that they said they are going to start offering some abortion services at VA healthcare facilities. That's just reversing 20 years of federal policy and interfering in state policy. Go ahead, sir.
Yeah, no, absolutely. We've seen the Biden administration, it seems like every other day, trying to come up with a new strategy to punish pro-life states and promote abortion. And that's what this is. This is them coming out with guidelines saying that now the VA will perform abortions in these specific cases. But there's a couple of problems. They say that even if pro-life laws are on the books in a state, that this supersedes that. And that has not been their interpretation of the law before Dobbs came out.
Right.
A couple of months ago, they admitted that. But now we're seeing them completely go around federal law and change their position, really, really creating a dangerous situation here in Texas.
And federal law does not permit doctors to kill preborn children, even if they were conceived in rape. Is that right? I mean, in other words, there's no window there. And we're talking about federal dollars and federal facilities. That flies in the face of the Hyde Act to begin with, Hyde Amendment, doesn't it?
Well, so this is kind of the fight over funding has been a really big one for the pro-life movement. And that was one of the first big victories our movement had, was getting some kind of compromise on the Hyde Amendment. And you'll remember that President Biden actually supported that policy.
Yeah, he did until he did
for president. Yes, sir. But that's been a huge victory to protect Medicaid funding. But the VA has always had this 1990 law saying they won't perform abortions, and the Biden administration is now just completely ignoring that.
Well, first of all, let's get to the constitutional issue. This is being an executive order, or he's ordering it to, so I assume we're talking about an executive order, but it's not clear to me if he's actually signed it or just sending word to the VA, just go forth and do as I say.
It's worse than an executive order. It's just a department announcement and guideline.
Right, that's what I was thinking.
Yeah, and so you're right. You know, we have rules, the whole, you know, registry process where departments put out official rules. We have a executive order process, and now what we're seeing here, and we've already seen this with the administration, they're not even going through those steps. They are just announcing this is now the policy, this is now what we're going to do, and it's creating a lot of confusion practically down, you know, in our VA hospitals and clinics.
What's that going to do for doctors and those carrying out these abortions in states such as Texas that you've severely restricted the use of abortions anyway? What's that going to do to those doctors holding licenses in your state?
It puts these doctors serving our veterans in a really dangerous position because they have the White House, you know, saying you have to do this. But if they break our pro-life laws, there are going to be civil or criminal penalties. They could lose their license. They could, you know, end up going to jail for breaking our pro-life laws. But the administration on the other side is saying, no, this is what you have to do. If you're going to continue to work for the federal government.
Now, Texas, as I said, has some restrictions. What specifically are restrictions in Texas?
So Texas has pro-life laws that prohibit all elective abortions, except in the case when the life of the mother is in danger. And our laws are very clear of if the health or the life of the mother or a serious health impairment, you know, would be jeopardized, then, you know, you can do an abortion and make sure that the woman is protected. Our laws do not apply to miscarriage treatment or ectopic pregnancy. That has all just been misinformation from the left. But
nor incest and rape, is that correct?
We do not have a rape and incest exception in Texas. We our legislators have had that debate every session, but the pro-life majority in our legislature says it was not the child's fault about these heinous crimes that were committed on this woman. You don't punish the child. You go after that prosecutor. You go after the scumbag that, you know, committed that crime in the first place.
So Texas then, and that line is very similar to other red states that do have that severe of a restriction. Others are willing to include incest and rape. Mm-hmm. But judging by what I'm seeing from the Biden administration, they don't really care the fact if you have any kind of restriction. They wanted to have the VA hospital turned into an abortion clinic.
Yes, sir. And this is against this is against what the Supreme Court just said months ago. The Supreme Court very clearly said that abortion is a profound moral question and that it is appropriate for each state and their representatives to determine their policy. Well, the Biden administration is saying, no, that's not good enough. We're not going to follow what the Supreme Court said. We're going to try to create federal policies that everyone has to follow. And that goes in the face of what the Supreme Court said. And it's ironic because as a pro-lifer, I had for 40 years, we've had the pro-abortion side saying, when the Supreme Court speaks, you just have to sit down and shut up. This is the policy. This is the law of the land. You know, and they got mad at us for trying to go against the Supreme Court. Well, now they're doing that. Now the Supreme Court says something they don't like, and they're just trying to violate the Dobbs ruling.
Well, the other point here, and I don't want to dwell on it too much, but the Hyde Amendment basically said you cannot use federal dollars for the abortion. But what they were able to do is use that to fund staff for other things or buy supplies or pay the rent, the utilities and so forth, but not for the actual act of abortion. If it's going to be taking place in a federal, in a VA hospital, everything in there involves federal dollars.
Yeah. We see that is that that when you get this money, it's fungible, is that you can use this money to, you know, hire new staff or to do other things. And then that frees up your budget to invest in advertising and selling elective abortions. That's how Planned Parenthood made a lot of their money and, you know, actually benefited from government funding. The VA now, we're having this situation where taxpayer dollars are going to be going towards abortion in these cases. And that's something that, you know, that Texans disagree with, but we have the administration fighting against our pro-life policy.
There are many in other states, Missouri being one, that have the same opinion. Did you also have some, as you said, even in your own legislature, you have those who, you know, want to be pro-life and they want to protect the baby, but they have a little difference of opinion when it comes to being an incest or rape. But you don't find any Democrat from surveys I've seen. There's not one Democrat that would say they would accept any reason for an abortion. For the abortion not to be carried. They won't define a single limit on abortion that they would support.
Right. And that's why there's been a lot of talk about polls recently, Larry, about really what do Americans think? What is, you know, voters in Missouri? What do voters in Texas think? And when you get down to the issues, when you actually get down to the details, not just which labels you like or whether you're on Republican or Democrat side, when you get down to the details, the vast majority of our Americans don't support that policy at any abortion at any time for any reason. That's actually not what Americans think when you get down into the details. And we're hoping that the messaging will be clear this midterm election so that we can show that pro-lifers, that most Americans at least have some pro-life views, that they do want to protect life in very many cases.
All right, Dr. John Segal, president of Texas Right to Life. We'll continue to watch and see how this unfolds. I thank you for your time, sir.
Yeah, thanks for the invitation, Larry.
We'll do it again. Dr. John Segal, president of Texas Right to Life. Coming up, the threat of fentanyl. This has gotten to a point where kids might think it's simply a candy. It could be a weapon of mass destruction. We'll explain when we continue.
You can connect with Larry on Twitter at Larry Connors USA.
Here's exciting news for Cafe Napoli. Soon there will be Napoli Sea. Unique, exquisite, the finest, freshest seafood, lobster, crab, the best caviar. Napoli C will be next door to Napoli 3 on the streets of St. Charles. So it's going to be easy to satisfy your seafood craving or the finest Italian food. Napoli C, coming soon. Joining Cafe Napoli St. Charles, Counting Country, and Clayton.
And I think it's going to be a long, long time. Touchdown brings me round again to find.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
You know, I truly do thank God for this program because I can deal with things that I think we as a nation need to focus on and face directly. And killing unborn babies, which is what you're doing with an abortion. I don't care what your excuse or reason is. That's what you're doing. Am I fully locked down on incest and rape victims? I'm not. I waver on that. And for some, they think, oh, you're wrong. You need to be very clear. Well, I do have some difficulties there. My prayer and thought is that the children born in such cases, that they are cared for, and if the parent does not want them, then they are given to families that will love and take care of them. There are many families out there, even now, if it's just an unwanted pregnancy, that would love to have a child, but they can't. As far as the woman carrying a child of incest or rape, that's, I can't imagine. Can't put myself into those shoes, and that's where I began to waver a little bit. But the point I was making as I wrapped up that segment with the president of the Texas Right to Life, Dr. Siegel, is that Democrats that are fighting constantly for abortion, they will not list a single exception that they're willing to say that they would stand by and say no abortion here. They just won't. And John Fetterman, or whatever his name is, that's running in Pennsylvania, he says clearly that has no restrictions on abortion. None. Do you realize what that means? As a child's being born, they can decide, we're going to abort. But as long as I have this program, I'm going to push back against that kind of thinking. And I'm going to do whatever I can to protect our children at whatever level, be it being indoctrinated in schools or having things put in front of them that are trying to create race wars or class wars. Let's get back to educating our children instead of indoctrinating. And then comes the threat to our children on a daily basis from crime. Fentanyl has become more and more deadly as far as taking the number of lives. There's a report out now that by the group called Families Against Fentanyl that say it's now appearing in disguised forms like prescription pills and in some cases rainbow fentanyl. I saw a picture of it. They all look like candy, bits of candy, all different colors. Now, if a child just happens to get hold of that bag, that's going to be deadly. Or they find one on the carpet, or they find one, whatever. You know, children will pick things up and put them into their mouths not even knowing what it is. Then there are others who think they're buying something that is safe, such as a marijuana cigarette, but they're buying it in a place and from someone that they don't really know, and it might well be laced with fentanyl. Fentanyl described is up to 50 times stronger than heroin. Deadly and obviously in even small amounts. Police officers carrying out raids where they found fentanyl have often had to be treated later for exposure, even though they took precautions. Canine units, the dogs often have to be treated or in some cases suffer so severely that they might have to be put down. The Family Against Fentanyl analysis says that illicit fentanyl poisoning was the number one cause of death for American adults between 18 and 45. Now, that's the adults. At 18, you're supposed to know better, right? Well, hell, we are getting to the attitude that we'll let kids 12, 10 years old decide they can have a sex change. So let them have whatever the drug they want. Is that where you want to go? This has gotten to the point that some are now saying you got to watch for fentanyl or even traces of it anywhere. In one case, a folded dollar bill found on the floor of a local gas station. When it picked up, it's found to have a little powdery substance. Turned out to be positive for meth and fentanyl. There was a case the other day of a woman had a note attached to her door handle, and she picked it up trying to say, what is that? And it had been doctored with fentanyl. She immediately started breaking out, having problems, breathing problems. Others are saying we need to get to a point where we declare that fentanyl is a weapon of mass destruction. When you consider 250 to 300 deaths a day, and that's probably undercounting, that fentanyl is killing, yeah, it's a weapon of mass destruction just as surely as if you were releasing sarin gas. And if it's being dropped onto the floor, rubbed onto a dollar bill, somewhere where a baby just kind of picks it up or is crawling across the carpet and gets it on their hands and the hand goes into the mouth, it's a weapon of mass destruction. You need to educate your kids at all levels. God help you with that. Coming up, January 6th committee, we got more coming. We think we're going to be done right on top of the elections. Great timing. Stand by.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
You've been listening to Larry Connors, USA. Please listen to previous and future podcasts.